You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Transmitted by wire.
Here is the latest news brought into your own living room.
You'll be hard to satisfy with anything less.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Talk is cheap.
Gib, gib, gib. Who is gossiping?
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Hi-Fi Plus.
And that's the way it is.
We'll do it live.
On 92.7 FM WMDX. Take it away, boys.
All right. We got it. It's Dumpster Fire Wednesday. We're getting rid of a lot of stories that we just haven't had a chance to get to.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of them.
There really is.
Yeah. We'll get to more of them here in a moment. 6 minutes past the hour. It's cloudy this morning. It looks like we're in for some rain showers at times and maybe some heavy rain, a couple of thunderstorms here and there. And it's humid out there. You'll feel that as soon as you step outside. It's going to stay humid and warm through the day, right around 70 degrees. But again, heavy rain possible, especially late this afternoon and possibly into this evening, too.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Back to Dumpster Fire Wednesday. By the way, Mike McCabe not with us today. Where did he go? Do you remember what?
He went to a different country.
I think it's
Tanzania. Tanzania. Yeah. He went to Tanzania. He'll be gone for a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've got a whole extra half hour of Dumpster Fire Wednesday.
These are stories we just haven't been able to get to lately.
Yeah.
But they still have
Sometimes we get distracted and we just kind of go off the deep end.
Sometimes. Like every day. But these have a good shelf life. They haven't hit their expiration date yet. They're starting to smell a little bit, but they've been in the refrigerator. So.
Well, I tell you, the more we talk about it, the more we're going to put these things off and test that shelf life. I want to bring something up that I didn't have programmed here for the show, but I heard it on my way in, and it is it's about BB guns and pellet guns, because there's a story on public radio where there's a report on the fact that there's not really strict regulations on what these guns should look like.
BB guns and pellet guns.
Pellet guns. They're about the same. They're run on CO2 cartridges.
Yeah.
And because of that, they're not putting the colors on the guns to kind of differentiate it from a real gun. So they're actually looking pretty much exactly like the actual weapon, like a Luger or something like that. Normally, they put like an orange muzzle on it or orange handle, something to give it away.
Easily identify.
And the police are having a problem with that. They're killing people, and they're usually kids who are having these guns and aiming them at the cops, and they don't know whether it's a real gun or not, and it ends up in a life lost.
Yeah, that's horrible.
So there should be some kind of regulation. I already thought there was one. Mm-hmm. My kid, when he was in grade school, had a pellet gun.
Okay.
I didn't know he bought the damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he had it, and it freaked me out, and I told him, keep it in the house. Do not go out, because you could be injured. Somebody will think it's real and call the cops on you, and it could just spiral out of control at that point. Tamira, I can't remember the kid's name. He was in that little park, and somebody called the cops because he had some kid had a gun out in this park, and the cops came and immediately shot him dead. So that didn't work out real well, and I can't get that out of my head, that story, anyway.
Well, but remember, when we were kids, we both talked about having the Man from U.N.C.L.E. kit.
Yes.
And those looked just like guns.
Yes.
I mean, those...
They didn't have the colored muzzles or anything.
I don't think they had those back then.
It was Luger, I guess, with a silencer on it. We didn't have a gun problem back then.
Had an attaché case.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
That was very cool. And a badge and everything.
The badge was
Man
cool.
Man from U.N.C.L.E.
I know.
Napoleon Solo, Ilya Kuryakin.
I showed kids at school the ID, that I was a man from U.N.C.L.E.
Yeah. Anyway, well, that's a problem. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those toy guns ought to be identified.
They really should put some color into them and make them look at least a little bit fake.
Right.
All right. All right. Now let's get to the blue cities. We're finding out now for sure, without any doubt, after New York City, the comptroller was arrested for helping an immigrant in immigration court being arrested.
Right.
We're seeing this happen all over the country now. And the problem is Trump is targeting blue cities. That's his intent. And we heard from Kristi Noem that they're going to have a presence in L.A. for a long period of time because, you know, it's a socialist city.
Mm.
And we're, you know, I didn't think that this was, I didn't know that this was their plan. Mm. It just looked like they were going after, you know, illegal immigrants, right?
Right.
But instead, this was their whole plan all along. Let's listen to, I'm going to go in reverse here because I want to read a statement on Truth Social from Trump about his intentions. Now, this was a while back. This was a couple of weeks back. But let's listen to Trump's comments about these blue cities. Cut 153. All right, let's listen.
Okay. On immigration, why are you ordering ICE to target Democratic inner cities? What's behind that?
I don't know what you're saying.
You did a post last night where you said you want ICE to really target Democratic...
Yeah, I want them to focus on the cities because the cities are where you really have what's called sanctuary cities, and that's where the people are. I look at New York. I look at Chicago. I mean, you got a really bad governor in Chicago and a bad mayor, but the governor's probably the worst in the country, Pritzker. But I look at how that city has been overrun by criminals. And,
oh, yeah?
New York and L.A. Look at L.A. People weren't from L.A. They weren't from California, most of those people. That's the focus. Biden allowed 21 million people to come into our country.
No.
Of that, vast numbers of those people were murderers, killers, people from gangs, emptied their jails out into the U.S.
Nope.
Most of those people are in the cities, all blue cities, all Democrat-run cities, and they think they're going to use them to vote. It's not going to happen.
That's stochastic terrorism. Essentially just, you know, suggesting to other people who are a little wacky to go out and act on what he is saying about blue cities, right?
Yeah.
And then he posted this on Truth Social, in order to achieve this, we must expand efforts to detain and deport illegal aliens in America's largest cities like Los Angeles, Chicago, New York, where millions millions of illegal aliens reside. These and other such cities are the core of the Democratic power center. Who knew? No one told me that these were power centers. And where they use illegal aliens to expand their voter base. They can't vote. It's illegal to vote, and they don't vote. There isn't really proof that they're voting any place at all.
Yeah.
And grow the welfare state, because that's what we want to do. Robbing good-paying jobs and benefits from hardworking American citizens. All this is just a fantasy. It's a fiction created by him and the other Republicans in the party. And now they believe all of the fiction because they have people who are cult members who truly believe in this, like CJ called us up yesterday.
Yeah.
Or my mega friend in Milwaukee. They believe this stuff. They're wrapped up in this stuff. And he also writes here, these radical left Democrats are sick of mind, hate our country, and actually want to destroy our inner cities. They're inner cities because they were there. We didn't create them after they were. Never mind. And they are going... They're doing a good job of doing this. There is something wrong with them. There's something wrong with us. Now, that is a direct threat, I believe.
Mm.
That is why they believe in open borders, transgender for everybody, and men playing in women's sports. And that is why I want ICE, Border Patrol, and our great and patriotic law enforcement officers to focus on our crime-ridden and deadly inner cities and those places where sanctuary cities play such a big role. You don't hear about sanctuary cities in our heartland. Well, I'm sorry, we're in the heartland, and we hear about it all the time. It's just a matter of time before they make it into Madison or Milwaukee, right?
Mm, I guess.
And now they've gone back. I've just heard this. They're gone back on rating businesses like hotels.
Oh, really?
And Big Ag. They're going after the people working in the fields. They're going after the people working in the hotels now. They can't.
They had backed off of that.
Yeah,
they're back on.
They're back on again because they have these.
They've got quotas. They've got to get 3,000 people a day or some ridiculous number. Yeah. It just goes back and forth. Back and forth. By the way, have you heard this story? We haven't mentioned this, but Department of Homeland Security, Christy Noem, you know, she's in the hospital.
Yeah, she had an allergic reaction to something.
Well, apparently she visited a biological hazard lab the day before she was rushed to the hospital.
Yeah.
So she may have picked up something or had some kind of allergic reaction, and she was transported to Washington, D.C. Area hospital yesterday. No more word on what's happened with her, or if she's been released yet. But
yeah,
anyway, that's in the news, and we'll keep tracking that story.
Yeah, and and we've got a few texts here. Al writes in, I can't think of any red cities, can you guys, that have problems? Oh, there are a lot, but they're avoiding all of them. They don't want them in the news.
No.
They don't want to point any of that stuff out.
Apparently
and Mark,
not.
Of course, writes that 21 million figure is a lie. Of course it is. Yeah, I mean, it's so obvious, you know, but the cult members don't hear that. They don't critically think about that. They're moving on to the next thing because the subject matter can only hold their attention for a few minutes.
Apparently,
and then they're on to something new and completely different.
Mm-hmm.
And the comptroller thing is really an important one.
Yeah. The comptroller thing.
Being arrested.
Yes.
Brad Lander reportedly been accompanying immigrants outside the hearing rooms, and he's been doing this for a couple of weeks or so. This is in New York City.
This is the mayoral candidate?
Yes, he's a mayoral candidate.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, they had video of him
detained. Bunch of videos. Yeah. And he says, I'm not obstructing. You know, the thing is, there's so much chaos when they go after these immigrants that they're pushing people aside. But your normal reaction is to kind of push back a little bit by, you know, just protecting yourself.
Right.
Or maybe protecting the person that you're there waiting for. And that's what Lander was doing, trying to protect the individual. Mm-hmm. So that was something that, you know, they took him and arrested him, supposedly. But they let him go.
Yeah,
and I got to play.
Technically, they didn't arrest him; they detained him. But you know,
let's play.
He got roughed up along the way, so
let's play Kathy Hochul's response to that. 1:58.
We have time.
Okay, let's play.
I think so. Okay,
here we go.
Do you want to know what I really think? Please, it's bullshit. Mm. How dare they take an elected official who's been going down there for weeks to escort people who are afraid to walk into a courthouse in the United States of America? Because despite them having legal status and following the rules and making their appointments, that they don't know what's going to happen to them. So Brad Lander has stepped up to be a guiding help for them. And this is what happens to him. What the hell is happening to this country?
Yeah.
I just left Little Haiti. People are being traumatized. Small businesses, people walking down the street. When I was there in August, the streets were mobbed. People were walking down the sidewalks. There were vendors everywhere. The traffic was crowded. Today, there was silence. People are living in fear. One woman just told me the ICE agents are going in and out of buildings there. They came here with legal status. Temporary protective status was legal.
Yep.
Tens of thousands of people came here with legal status, and it's literally ripped away from them.
You know, I wonder why CJ and my mega friend in Milwaukee aren't somehow afraid of what this could mean just to society alone, just period, you know,
for everybody. Concerned. They don't seem concerned about it.
They don't seem concerned.
Mm-mm. 19 minutes past the hour. We're going to check in with Brittany Merlot, get the latest on the weather for today. Coming up next on John and Gordy.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, uptight.
I'm uptight now.
The world's uptight. Wait, keep playing this. Crank this up a little bit. Madonna, thank you. When you come back down, girl. Paul Revere and the Raiders. Here we go.
Yeah. Don't it seem like it's just keep getting
harder to find? And all your kids say, boy, that ain't, we were talking.
That ain't no lie.
92.7 WMDX. It's Paul Revere and the Raiders. We're talking about their uniforms and how they played this song, and then when they started into the kicks part of this, they would start kicking up their heels unison. It was
hilarious. Boots.
Yeah.
It was fun stuff.
Yeah.
I loved them.
Tri-cornered hats.
I loved them. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Let's get back to the weather. We've got Brittany Merlot on the line here and updating us on what's going on. I know, you know, I just went to my weather app, and the dew point went up right in front of me. Right in front of me.
What is the dew point
right
now?
It's now 69 degrees.
That's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yuck. That is gross. Yeah. Would you say a swamp down there? Is that what it feels like?
Yes. Yes.
Definitely.
Yes. I'm going to get in my swamp fox outfit.
What?
Does anybody remember swamp fox?
Swamp fox? What is that? Was that a cartoon? What was swamp fox?
It was a Disney hero. You know, he was looking out for the little guy. Yeah, the swamp fox.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Sorry. I should
have got those up now, yeah.
Well, how long are we going to be stuck in this swamp anyway? What's the deal?
What's going on?
Maybe heavy rain later today? Is that going to help?
Yeah. So we've got this low pressure system that wants to swipe and just scrape the southern parts of the state today. So it's headed our way. It's already sending waves of showers. We do have another blob of rain that is sitting over Iowa right now. It should probably move its way towards you in the next hour
rain.
Or two.
It's the blob.
I know.
We should get the theme song for the blob out.
Yeah, look that one up. Okay. So big blob.
We're going from swamp thing to blob to everything. Yep.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
So that'll probably get there in the next hour or two. So you'll have on and off rain. But by this afternoon, that's when some embedded storms could be mixed in. And that's where the heavy rainfall comes in, where we could get a good quarter of an inch underneath one of those at a time. Mm-hmm. So rain totals could get up to an inch today. Mm. Again, more likely in the afternoon and evening. Then this whole system leaves us by tomorrow. It's actually not going to be as humid. Maybe just a little sticky tomorrow, and we're going to get back to the low 80s. So a rather decent day tomorrow, and then the humidity and the heat really start to surge in and take over Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. It's going to be feeling like near 100 degrees.
Wow. No.
Yeah. What? Wait, what?
Yep.
For the weekend? What?
Yep. It's going to be a sauna out there.
Yeah.
Well, those air conditioners are going to get a workout. That's for sure.
You sure are.
Oh, boy.
You sure are.
And I guess Grubhub and all the other food delivery services will be out there.
Yeah.
Right. It's kind of like winter when you're dashing from your car to the heat. You know what I mean? That's exactly what I do when it's this hot and humid.
Mm-hmm.
Get me to the AC. AC to AC.
That's it. That's the way it's going to be. All right, Brittany. Well, thank you. And we'll keep an eye on things here. And
stay dry.
Excuse me. Talk to you again tomorrow.
Oh.
Okay.
Sorry. Bye, guys.
Got all choked up about the weather.
I know. Weather, man. That's
saying something.
It is saying something.
Brittany Merlot, our chief meteorologist, helping us out. Okay. Got a couple of phone calls here.
All right,
to go to these?
Yeah, let's go to Mark up there. Mark, what do you got for us?
Good morning.
Yeah, I'd have to say that. And I could be wrong since I'm not a lawyer, but I would have to say that all these detentions of these people that they're stripping their temporary status from is probably a constitutional violation. And I'd say under the Seventh Amendment, when anything over the value over $20 is got to have trial by jury, and also the Fourth Amendment, where each and every one of these people there should be a warrant that's actually sworn out. And under a constitution, everybody for any crime is actually entitled to trial by jury. I mean, that if you get a speeding ticket, you can actually, you have to pay for it, but you actually get a trial, jury trial. So, I mean, the vast violation of the Constitution with all these ICE arrests is just horrific. I mean, these people that Trump supporters that are saying, oh, this is okay, they have no respect for the Constitution at all, just none. The Constitution is actually supposed to mean something. It's all persons. It's not citizens. It is persons. And, heaven forbid that they're sorry asses in some foreign country, and that foreign country decides to snatch them up and say, well, you don't really matter here. Our laws don't apply to you.
Mm-hmm.
The only law that applies to you is we get the right to, you know, do whatever you want with you because you're in our country. Well, that is just BS.
Yeah. Well, good point, Mark. And yeah. What happened to...
Good morning, guys.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mark. I agree with that. Well, wait, let's find out if CJ agrees with it. He's on the line right now.
Oh, CJ.
Welcome to the program, CJ.
Hey, CJ.
I know you're freaking out about all of this, and it could come to you one of these days. You could be caught up in their dragnet of immigration.
Mm-hmm. CJ, are you there?
I guess I'll have to show my birth certificate.
Yeah, I know you carry it around with you, right?
You got that handy?
Well, all of a sudden, you guys are worried about due process.
Yeah, well,
wow. No, not all of a sudden.
What do you mean, all of a sudden?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that certainly went on with every January 6th perpetrator.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones that did cause injury and damage should be prosecuted. I wish you guys felt that way about the Summer of Love.
Well... Wait, you can't bring up the Summer of Love and we don't have any time to talk about it. Oh, my gosh. CJ, you got to tell us the rest of the story.
Yeah, I do want to apologize about yesterday. You took my call with seconds left and then you couldn't defend yourself because...
No, we wanted to defend ourselves.
Yourself.
Well, okay, why don't you hold on the line? We're going to come back and talk to you, all right?
Okay. All right, CJ. It's 29 past the hour. We've got the Midwest Food and Farm Report
we
coming
do.
Up.
Mm-hmm.
And much more of John and Gordy in the morning.
Dumpster Fire Wednesday.
Yes, it continues.
And all around the world, a splotch, a blotch. Be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob. It creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door. And all around the wall, a splotch, a blotch.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Old West Exterminators, the only exterminators in town who kill your roaches after giving them guns and allowing the roaches to draw first.
It's good to have guns, or bugs with guns.
Stephanie Miller here. Listen up, my pals John and Gordy are up for Best Radio Team in Madison Magazine's Best of Madison poll. I know, I was surprised too. Just kidding, please vote for them because they lead into my show, and when they do well, it helps me out too. Me, me, me. Love you, John and Gordy.
Me, me, me.
We love you too.
She's great.
Yeah, yeah.
Stephanie Miller they're coming up.
Really good people, you know, backstage and everything. They're genuine. They
John
really
Bugle
are.
Sang. Yeah. Hilarious.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
That's great. Well, 7:36.
Yeah.
It's cloudy. It's humid today. Maybe showers along the way. Maybe some heavy or rain and thunderstorms. And temperatures staying fairly steady. This portion of the show being brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo Mattress. A lot has changed since 1958, but some things remain constant throughout Verlo's history. They're still direct-to-consumer and provide superior products at unbeatable prices. Check them out. Verlo Mattress, two locations in Madison, East and West. Go to verlo.com for more information. Okay.
All right. Do we have CJ on the line yet?
I think he's still holding on.
Let's check and see. We always get to him just as we're going into a break.
CJ?
But now we have plenty of time. CJ, are you there?
No.
CJ's... He's
Did
gone.
He leave?
Yeah,
well, I do want to. I do want to address
sure?
Just a little, okay. a little of something he said yesterday.
Okay,
you know, I brought up the fact that 280,000 federal workers have been let go since Trump took office, and that's an outrageous number, right?
Okay.
And I was playing off a statistic that was just released. 247,000 Americans filed for unemployment in a single week. So that reflects what's going on in the federal government's layoffs and firings that took place. 280,000. Now, I believe that CJ
I think we got them back.
That Biden hired 700,000 federal workers. Is that correct, CJ?
It was in 2023,
okay.
706,000. That's by the Bureau of Statistics.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Well, let me,
labor and statistics.
Let me just argue a little bit about that, okay? Because we're going by numbers, right? You know, 280,000
laid off.
Can I just
say
off.
One thing?
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Can I just say one thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because the Customs and Border Patrol released their numbers. You know how many illegals came across yesterday? Zero. Zero, guys. That's what you call the control border.
Yeah.
Not what Joe Biden and the border czar, Kamala Harris, had.
Yeah.
Zero, baby.
I know.
You're happy about that.
That is so fantastic to do this.
It truly is.
For a country that is based on immigration and a melting pot of the entire world. I think that is just wonderful. We're kicking everybody out. We're taking care of them. Even people have actual passports. The people that can get into this country have been giving work permits, and you would much rather see those people kicked out of this country because we already have a labor shortage. Hell, let's get rid of all the labor and then just work off of that, right? And then we'll have problems, but we'll deal with them, right?
No. Right? You guys are misunderstanding me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I did.
Come through the door, not the window.
Oh, okay. No, they did come through the door. They have work permits.
What they're here for.
They applied for work permits. They came to this country with those work permits and promises to work here, and now we're sending them back. CJ.
CJ,
now you got to be angry about that, right? You got to be a little put off by it. Some of the tactics that are being used.
No, I want it done the legal way. Okay. I want them all legal.
I just said they're doing it the legal way, and they're getting kicked out.
Do you get, well, hey, CJ, you know, since we're talking about numbers, did you get any numbers on how many people showed up at Trump's birthday party there with the empty bleachers at Washington, D.C.? Any numbers on those?
What happened?
Saw a lot of empty seats there. There were a lot of empty seats. What happened to his birthday party?
You were actually having fun watching him just control these disasters. Go ahead.
Actually, it was the Army's birthday party, guys.
Uh-huh.
It was 250 years of soldiers.
Guess who poisoned it? Guess who poisoned it? Guess who poisoned the whole idea of the celebration?
Well, you know, as he's working around the world, trying to bring peace.
That's working out really well so far, right?
Well, you know what? It's better than Biden did, isn't it?
Oh, really?
I don't think so.
Walk into Ukraine.
Look, from what I remember, we mentioned this morning. Okay. You may have missed it.
Israel.
You may have missed it, but we mentioned this morning that Trump ripped into Biden all the time and said none of these wars would happen if he were president because he's a strong man and no one is going to mess with Trump. And now what is happening exactly, CJ? What's happening?
Well, can I explain one thing?
I love that.
Iran's oil production went from 350,000 barrels a day to 2.5 million under Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And President Obama only gave Iran $150 billion in 12 pallets full of cash. So who's the ones that's supplying Hamas?
I don't know. All I know is that the cost.
Iran and
all I know is the cost of a barrel is up.
President Biden.
The cost of
supplying.
The cost of an oil barrel is up.
Yeah,
that's what I heard.
Gas prices have jumped up about 20-30 cents in the last couple of days. Yeah, that's the president's fault.
You can deflect so well.
No, we're not deflecting. We're just countering your misinformation. That's all.
Well,
all right, CJ.
CJ,
we got to go.
What was misinformation?
Okay.
No, we're
always
going to go.
Always fun to talk to
you,
CJ.
No, I love talking to him. We dealt with a whole bunch of issues, and I hope we clarified all of that. Let's go to Joe now. Thanks for calling, Joe.
Joe, go ahead. Good morning. Is Joe there?
Joe should be there, yeah.
Joe, are you there with us?
Hello, Joe.
Okay, let's
must have backed up.
Let's move on to Dick is on the line here. Good morning, Dick. What do you got for us today?
Let's see.
Are we not
our phones
Dick should be on right now.
Okay.
I think CJ might have sent a virus into our system.
Into our phone system? Just by talking to him?
And knocked everybody off and suddenly destroyed.
One more time, Dick.
Our AI-controlled system.
Dick, if you're there, go ahead.
Everybody's gone.
Yeah, they might have to call back. Something might be wrong here.
Okay. All right. Well, you can track that down in the meantime.
Track that down. I kind of, you know, because CJ might still be listening, I don't know, but I'm going to play Hillary for him.
Oh, well, he'll enjoy that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hillary kind of turned the tables. She was talking to Rachel Maddow the other day, and she turned the tables on Trump. So let's listen to her take on Russia. Let's listen.
Hillary Clinton.
You know, the only other adversary of ours who's anywhere near as good as the Russians is China. So why should Russia have all the fun? And since Russia is clearly backing Republicans, why don't we ask China to back us?
I hereby tonight ask China.
That's right. And not only that, China, if you're listening, why don't you get Trump's tax returns? I'm sure our media would richly reward you.
All right.
Wow.
All right. Okay. There's Joe. We've got Joe back.
All right. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to react. I had been interested in calling about the immigrant question earlier, but, boy, CJ really teed it up for me. His line, I want them to come in the door, not the window, very cute and very stupid. Let us look at farm workers in the dairy industry in Wisconsin.
Yes.
There is no legal full-time permit for these workers. There's seasonal permits for people who come in for fruit picking, that kind of thing, you know, peaches in Georgia. But for the people who own dairy farms here in our state, there is no full year permit for people to come in and work on a dairy farm. And, you know, the cows don't go away for 3 months and then come back. They are there every day and have to be dealt with every day, 5 a.m, go do this stuff. So cute line, CJ, but it doesn't really describe what's going on and, you know, the horrific conditions where people are so afraid to leave or drive or go to a doctor because they are afraid they're going to be picked up.
Right.
Now, you do recall that President Flipper flipped yet again on the question of what's going to give exemptions for immigration raids, pause it, as he said, for people in the hospitality industry. Gee, he owns a lot of hotels, interesting, and also in farm, which would include dairy. And gol darn it, within 24 hours he had flipped on that.
That's
and
right.
We are now back to having immigration raids scheduled for those in farm communities and hospitality. So that's our people. That's our dairy farmers who are, they don't have any choices here. They have to have workers to work on their farm, and there is no way for them to be legal at this point. So nice try, CJ, but let's live in the real world, and the real world is that the people who work in our dairy farms, one of our primary industries, they can't be legal. So can we work on that rather than having cute lines like I'd like them to come in the door rather than the window?
Yeah.
Okay, let's make that happen.
Oh, well, details, details, Joe.
Great point, Joe. Great point.
I know,
Thank you.
Been trying to get year-round passes for the dairy industry, and not a lot of movement has taken place on that. And I have to agree with her. You know, this is really something that CJ's just going to have to deal with, you know, because the statistics are out there that a majority of the people being picked up now are those people who have legal status in this country.
Mm-hmm.
They came in through the door, not the window. All right, now let's go to Dick. Dick, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Good morning. To another situation internationally. You know, CJ, I'm sure he's down with Hegstead, who doesn't even know that Russia is actually should be the who we want to lose that war, correct?
Right.
But what I find
he's not sure.
Right
he's
now,
not sure, yeah.
Yeah, probably not. But the situation with Iran and the Israelis. Now, I fully back the Israelis, but now Trump's all in on everything, including maybe us getting involved.
Mm, yeah.
But yet last year this time, when we wanted to double and triple down help for Ukraine, what did Trump do? He squashed it by telling all the Republicans, no, don't vote. We might have gotten rid of Putin in Ukraine had we done that last year.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I like to think we could have, but, you know, we'll never know. Hindsight, I know it's 2020. But, you know, the Israelis seem to be able to in the 67 Six-Day War in 73, on and on. And I'm not saying they should have to be putting up with what they're putting up with.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they are pretty well equipped to take care of themselves.
Yeah,
not to mention the fact that I believe that maybe their leader might be a little corrupt as well.
Well, I know that John Stewart did a little bit on that, and he presented video quotes of Netanyahu predicting that they had the bomb already, and it was year after year after year. He kept predicting they already had the bomb. They just came up with it. This is it. This is what it looks like. You know, it looked like an Acme bomb, you know, one of those circular, you know, bowling ball type bombs with a fuse on it. Yes.
His graphic.
So anyway, the whole point here is that this is kind of drummed up, and they are opening the door for this because they know they have a weak president in Trump, and they're going to go for it. Now they've even convinced him to jump on board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's where it stands right now. Okay, 7:48. When we come back, we will wrap things up. We've got some leftovers.
We got some leftovers. I got something here.
A whole much more.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
ice raid that I want to point out for CJ in just a few moments.
All right. It's all coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Terrific if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
He ate those leftovers!
Funeral leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
All right, we got a few of those.
Mm-hmm. 92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning, 7:52, cloudy, maybe some rain along the way, could be heavy at times, and temperatures staying fairly steady. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Madison Hearing Aid Center. Jim and Sarah have their business at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. You can also check out their excellent website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. They're helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. And that's what they do. They're family owned. They offer fast and flexible appointments. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. All right.
All right. Let's deal with the idea of front door or window.
Through the window. What are we talking about?
Let's listen to this story. I just happen to have it. We never really got to it, but the Marines, ICE agents, they swamped a swap market in Santa Fe Springs, California. They went in there. They walked around randomly asking people where they're from. This is not the kind of life we want in this country. We don't want the military just hanging out in the streets or attending swap markets. We don't want them around. This is not what we do. This is a bad look, I think. It's a militarized look.
And by the way, I don't think a lot of the military really want to do
I agree. They do not want to be here.
They don't want to do this. They're not fighting their mission. Machines. That's not why they signed up.
Exactly. Exactly. So this is the story from a television station about the swap market ICE visit. Let's listen to it.
Dramatic video in Santa Fe Springs shows armed ICE agents dressed in tactical gear swarming this swap meet.
You guys should be so proud, so proud.
It happened around 3:30 this afternoon off Alondra Boulevard. Air 7 captured a Marine helicopter flying above the raid. On the ground, the agents appeared to be accompanied by Marines who were also armed. Witnesses say they seemed to randomly go through the crowd asking questions.
Asking people where they were from, where they were born from, and I told them I was from the United States. And then they proceeded to walk away, and they took a picture of me with the specialized cell phone camera.
These images show people being taken into custody as witnesses record video.
Losers!
To see it firsthand was kind of shocking, but also very disheartening.
Liz, a U.S. citizen who doesn't want her face on camera, was here with her dad ahead of Father's Day to enjoy a concert.
Saw them and I thought, oh my gosh, are they going to take me? Are they going to take my dad?
Yeah.
And what's going to happen to us? So it did scare me.
And that's the kind of fear everybody has now.
Yeah, everybody's looking over their shoulders.
Watching the military go through just everyday life here in the streets, swap meets, wherever.
Yeah.
This is... there's something terribly wrong with this. And if you like that, if you like the look, and if you like living in terror, even though you think that you're exempt from it, you got another thing coming. It's just outrageous. I have some statistics here, too. Internal government documents obtained by CNN show more than 75% of people booked into ICE custody in the last year had no criminal conviction other than an immigration or traffic-related offense, and less than 10% were convicted of serious crimes like murder, assault, robbery, or rape. So those are the numbers, CJ, and all of those MAGAs listening to this program, my MAGA friend in Milwaukee, were told that in the first 100 days, 75% of ICE arrests were criminally illegal aliens, I guess, and convictions or pending charges. No, that's not true. The executive director of Americans for Immigrant Justice said, it's really a dangerous narrative for us, this country, when this is a country built on immigration. So we're destroying the very fabric of this country just to do something so ridiculous and so fearful, turning people against other people, their neighbors. And their neighbors, by the way, are coming out in defense of a lot of these people being swept up by ICE agents. Right.
Well, and there's a number of cases that are, you know, going before the federal courts. And tomorrow we're going to be talking with Jim Santel, and maybe he can give us an update of where some of those cases stand.
Well, I'm hoping that that's going to happen.
And again, you know, in L.A., the situation continues. That's been off the front pages, you know, since all the other things that have happened in the last few days with Iran and Israel.
You know, and Joe brought up a really good point about Wisconsin, you know, the dairy state. We've been trying to get dairy workers a visa year-round. It's
right.
Only for the seasonal.
Yeah, it makes no
seasonal
sense.
Seasonal workers who
with
get
all the
a year-round.
Yeah. Cows still have to be milked twice a day, you know, so, yeah.
And for some reason, we don't have the legislators in the state capitol working on this. We don't have the people who are former legislators at the state capitol who are now in Congress working on this. We're not hearing anything about it. They're jumping on board the big bad bill instead and talking about that and making it seem like that's a big deal. Of course, what they're doing is our state representatives in Congress, they're sending all the costs back to the state. And I'm sure that the Republican legislators are real happy about hearing about that. The thing is, even in their budget negotiations we're hearing, they're not even planning for the fact that all of this financial burden is going to be switched to the states. They're not even planning on it.
Not talking about it.
Yeah. No,
not yet.
No. And it's crazy stuff.
It is. Well, coming up tomorrow, we will be, again, talking with attorney Jim Santel. We'll also check in with Tim Slecker.
Yeah, from Busted Pencils.
Yeah, get all the latest on what's happening in education.
I got to talk to him about AI. I mean, we had conversations about it. I was on his side.
Right.
I kind of supported it. Well, I'm starting to get fearful of AI at this point.
A lot to be scared of.
I think my guys were right about it.
Well, we'll talk to Tim tomorrow about that. Stephanie Miller's show is coming up next. That's going to do it for us. We hope you have a great day. So long.
Watch out for the drones because they're...
here they come.
Wait, do you
look
see
out,
them?
Look out.
Do you see them up there?
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, run away. Run away.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.